Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Searcy Institute Podcast Network. I am David Kern, and you are listening to the very first episode, or perhaps we should say the preview episode, of our new show, Forma. Forma is going to be one of many new shows and altered shows that we're going to be doing here on the podcast network in the coming months. We are going to be shifting in a number of different ways, in part to better enable us to be more consistent with our content, and also so that you as listeners can have a little bit better idea of what to expect with our content. So we're going to have three different weekly shows. Those three shows are going to be Close Reads, our book club podcast with Angelina Stanford, Tim McIntosh, and myself. The Mason Jar, featuring Cindy Rollins and focusing generally on, well, entirely on Charlotte Mason. And this show, Forma. Forma's going to have its own feed on Stitcher, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. It's also going to have its own page on our website. And of course, you'll be able to get it just through the podcast network feed if that's how you want to get it. We're moving away from the podcast network feed simply because of issues with archives. So only 100 episodes show up in the archives in most podcast apps. So we're running into issues where people can't find older episodes. So we're shifting a little bit more towards the individual shows having their own feeds. Forma is going to be the companion podcast to our magazine, also called Forma. That was the new name that we've adopted for the magazine with the most recent issue, with the summer issue, our modern art issue. And that's going to be the name going forward. And this podcast is going to be weekly conversations with quote-unquote movers and shakers, with authors and teachers, with professors and artists, with scholars and business people, with people who are doing interesting things, talking about interesting ideas, and doing it in a way that is fascinating and exciting and worth contemplating together. So just as in the magazine, we have interesting essays, interesting conversations on a variety of topics, this show is going to be similar. We're going to have a variety of interviews on a variety of topics. You're going to find interviews with authors who have new books coming out, with artists who have been working in their fields, in their particular art form for decades. You're going to have interviews with people who are coming up with new business ideas to help schools, to help homeschoolers, people who are just doing exciting things with their curriculum. We're going to talk occasionally about movies, say, or even how to engage with pop music, you know, different things like that. We're going to have a variety of different subjects on this show. It's going to be every week, and hopefully it'll be the perfect companion for Forma the magazine. If you have not ever received Forma, you can go over to formamagazine.com or searcymagazine.com is probably the easier way to remember. And you can sign up there, or you can go to our website and you can click under resources and find the magazine there as well. We will ship those out periodically, probably quarterly. The magazine comes out twice a year, so we'll ship when the magazine first comes out, and then we'll ship again a few months later for anyone who signed up since the most recent magazine went out. You can also find it, a digital version, at searcymagazine.com. We can find all the articles and all the different things like that. We hope you're going to enjoy this show. We're excited about it. I think this new structure for it, for Close Reads and for Mason Jar, is going to be really exciting. And then we also have a number of other things coming out, a number of what we're calling seasonal shows, where there are 8 or 10 episodes in a row, and then we'll take a break on that show. The Commons is moving towards that. We've got an interesting and exciting new idea coming up with Wes Callahan. Just lots of great content. Matt Bianco is going to have a show, probably in the spring. So there's just lots of great content coming out, and Forma is just the first step in that. We hope you enjoy it. We will be bringing you the first of our weekly episodes coming up in the next 2 weeks. So make sure you've subscribed, make sure you tell your friends, make sure you are ready for that to come out, because we're really excited about all this great new content. And I guess with that's it for this little preview. We will be bringing you a really interesting interview with an author named Brett McCracken about his new book coming up in the next couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that. And thanks so much for listening to the Searcy Institute Podcast Network. We are grateful to have so many amazing people listening and having conversations along with us. It's been just really, really an honor to participate in these conversations with you. All right. For all of us here at Searcy, I'm David Kern saying farewell on the Searcy Institute Podcast Network. Talk to you soon.